Unsettled is presented by Houston Community College. Start here, go anywhere. By M&G Bank, the A Bank. And by Texas Lottery. Play the Houston Texans scratch-off today for a chance to win big. Now, here's your host, Patty Smith.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to this week's edition of Texans Huddle. Your Houston Texans are the AFC South division champs for the first time since 2012 after knocking off the Jacksonville Jaguars in a decided fashion 30-6 on Sunday. Let's check out all the highlights and reaction in this week's Texans Rewind.
Today could be a great day. After an extremely rough start to the season, the Texans have fought hard and earned a chance to capture their division and play in the postseason for the third time ever. Here's the snap to Bortles. Bortles in the pocket. There's pressure. And he's sacked by J.J. Watt. First down Jags at their 42. Hand off Robinson and swallowed up in the backfield by J.J. Watt and Whitney Merciless. 2-yard loss. Bortles under center. Bortles gets the snap. Bortles pumping. Bortles in trouble. The ball is out and it's picked up by Merciless. He's got it at the 25-yard line. J.J. Watt stripped it. Merciless picked it up. Those two have been wreaking havoc all day long.
J.J. Watt was back to his old self as he and Whitney Merciless were dominant, combining for 6.5 sacks and helping the Houston Texans to their first AFC South title since 2012.
Yeah, I think we did a great job as a team. I think everybody was involved. I think it was offense, defense, special teams. I think it was the whole team, the way we've been doing it for most of the year since the rough start, you know. And that's the way you win football games. That's the way you win division championships, and that's how you get to the playoffs. So we need to continue to play like we did today. I think Whitney deserves a whole lot of credit for the way he played.
Hey man, it feels good, you know. Yeah, we were able to control our own destiny, and it feels good compared to last year's. So, coming into it, when they see it south, and pretty much just keep on getting to the playoffs.
Hoyer shotgun on first down, hands off to Blue, running left, knocks over a man, takes it across the 40, 35, and down at the 34-yard line. It's a 12-yard gain for Alfred Blue as Sergio Brown makes the hit.
On the ground, Alfred Blue racked up over 100 yards, but it was Jonathan Grimes scoring twice, once on the ground and once in the air.
On third down, here's Hoyer getting the snap, throws left side, hits Grimes across the five, Grimes to the corner, and he's in! Touchdown, Houston! A 12-yard TD pass from Brian Hoyer to Jonathan Grimes. Hoyer in the gun, third and goal at the 3. Draw play, Grimes straight ahead, walks in! Touchdown, Houston! Second touchdown of the game for Jonathan Grimes.
He gives the Arian Foster bow to the crowd.
These guys have fought hard to get into this position and just feel really proud. Like I told them just now, to be associated with these guys. You know, there were some, you know, obviously some adversity early in the season, and these guys rallied. And we've got good leaders. We've got good young players. We've got good role players. And now the second season starts, and that's what's exciting. And it's also really exciting that we didn't back in, you know, that we won our way in, and I think that's pretty cool.
It's been a crazy year, but I think this is where we wanted to be. When we started at the beginning of the season, this was our goal, and it's just the first goal. So, like I said, it's been a crazy year, but we've stuck together as a team, and the way we're playing football right now is very team-oriented, and everybody believes in each other, and that's what it takes.
The Texans also picked off a pair of passes and recovered a couple of fumbles, and in our HCC Play of the Week, Kareem Jackson returned this fourth-quarter interception 27 yards for the score.
Jonas Gray in the backfield with Bortles. First down, Jags at their 21. Bortles gets the snap. Bortles looking, firing, and it's picked off. Taken across the 20, 15, 10, 5. Kareem Jackson high, stepping into the end zone. Touchdown, Houston. The Texans are going to win the AFC South.
It means a lot to get back in the playoffs for ourselves, for the coaches, the organizations, and, you know, definitely the fans here. You know, in Houston, definitely means a lot. It's an exciting time. We definitely want to take advantage of this great opportunity and, you know, continue to go out and do some great things on Sundays or whenever we play.
All right, John Harris, an improbable 2-5 start for the Houston Texans to turn it around and culminate in this dominating victory here today.
I don't even know what to say. I thought about that halftime in Miami. I was sitting in the hallway with Gray Moore and Jay McDevitt, and we were soaked from the first half. And we just sat there and thought, what are we doing? What are we doing? And yet in that second half against Miami, they did fight. And I think that was huge for Bill O'Brien to see that his team did fight. From that point forward, this defense stepped up, made a few changes, and the veterans played like veterans. The rookies stepped up and made plays, and they've been phenomenal. And what do you say about 99 and 59 today? I mean, just everywhere you look, guys were making plays. And all the things that needed to happen for the Colts happened for the Colts, except for one, this one. You take care of business. You take care of your owners. Pedro Serrano once said in Major League, "Forget you, Joe Boo. I do it myself." Texans did do it themselves.
All right, we've got to take a time out here on the show, but don't go anywhere. When we come back, we will be back inside with the voice of the Texans, Mark Vandermeer, and start looking forward to that first playoff game. Stay with us.